China.
Cross-strait relations. China calling. A trip to the mainland by the KMT's leader exposes a rift in the party.
History casts a long shadow over relations between the Chinese Communist Party and the Kuomintang, or KMT, which ruled China until it fled to Taiwan in 1949. The two parties remained sworn enemies for decades afterwards as the KMT fortified its island refuge with American weapons. Only in 1991, as Taiwan democratized, did the KMT formally renounce its goal to retake China by force. And yet, in one of the stranger ironies of present-day geopolitics, China now sees the KMT, the biggest opposition party in Taiwan's current parliament, as its best hope of peacefully uniting the island with the mainland. Hence the hoopla surrounding a visit to China by Cheng Liwun, the KMT's new chairwoman, between April 7th and 12th. Ms. Cheng is expected to meet China's President Xi Jinping on the first visit there by a KMT leader in a decade. But her trip is not only dividing public opinion in Taiwan, it is deepening American doubts about Ms. Cheng, who is blocking the government's proposed increase in defense spending, most of which would be used to buy yet more American weapons. And it is widening a rift between Ms. Cheng and a rival KMT faction that leans closer to America. The timing makes the visit even more controversial. It comes about a month before a planned summit in Beijing between Mr. Xi and his American counterpart, Donald Trump. Mr. Xi is expected to try to persuade Mr. Trump to dilute America's verbal support for Taiwan and to delay or reduce American arms sales. China already denounces Taiwan's president, Lai Ching-te, as a separatist who would drag America into a war over the island. Mr. Xi may try to argue that Ms. Cheng, whose party and its allies control parliament, represents the majority of Taiwan's people. Much, therefore, depends on what Ms. Cheng says during her visit to Shanghai, Nanjing, and Beijing, and especially in her meeting with Mr. Xi, which is expected on April 10th. In Nanjing on April 7th, she said Taiwan should not become a geopolitical pawn and was not destined for war with China. She also reaffirmed her party's opposition to Taiwanese independence and commitment to the 1992 consensus, whereby China and Taiwan's then KMT government agreed that both sides of the Taiwan Strait are part of one China, while allowing each to interpret that differently. If she and Mr. Xi stick to such language, stressing the need for peace, her trip may be seen as a success. But any suggestion of working together towards unification could trigger a backlash in Taiwan. Either way, mainland authorities are likely to exploit her comments in their propaganda and diplomacy, as is their wont in united front operations. For Mr. Xi, the main goal is, of course, to influence President Trump, says Chen Qimin of National Taiwan University. American angst was evident when a bipartisan delegation of the country's senators visited Taiwan at the end of March. They urged Taiwan's political parties to approve the increase in military spending. Such deterrence was needed to prevent a conflict that would be devastating, says Jean Shaheen, a Democratic Party senator. Asked about Ms. Cheng's trip, she said that dialogue was a good thing, but China should talk to other Taiwanese politicians. Taiwan's government, meanwhile, warned the KMT not to fall for China's divide-and-rule strategy. Meeting China's leaders would not induce them to abandon their goal of annexing Taiwan, while accepting China's political narratives on cross-strait relations would deepen divisions within Taiwan and send the wrong message to the international community, says Chiu Chui-cheng, the head of Taiwan's Mainland Affairs Council. When the KMT was last in power from 2008 to 2016, China expanded trade, tourism, and transport links with Taiwan. But it shuns President Lai's Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, which rejects the 1992 consensus and maintains that Taiwan is already an independent country. Mr. Xi is thus hoping that the KMT and its allies will dominate local elections in Taiwan in November and win the next presidential poll in 2028. If they do, Mr. Xi might be able to revive economic and other exchanges enough to convince himself that peaceful unification can still be achieved, if not within his own lifetime, then by the centenary of communist rule in 2048, his deadline for national rejuvenation. Another DPP victory, however, could cause him to lose patience and turn to military options. Song Tao, who heads the mainland's Taiwan Affairs Office, said in Nanjing that shared commitment to opposing independence and preserving the 1992 consensus would help the peaceful development of cross-strait ties. But he also urged the KMT to jointly strive for China's national rejuvenation, comparing it to the mission of Sun Yat-sen, the KMT founder who led the overthrow of the Qing dynasty in 1911 and is respected in Taiwan and China. The snag for both Mr. Xi and Ms. Cheung is that closer cross-strait ties hold little appeal for many Taiwanese voters. Opinion polls consistently show that a majority of them distrust China's government, have little appetite for unification, and consider themselves Taiwanese rather than Chinese. They also suggest that a majority back the proposed increase in defence spending. One poll conducted in March showed that 56% thought the drawbacks of Ms. Cheung meeting Mr. Xi outweighed the advantages. Ms. Cheung believes that such views will change as people become more worried about the risk of war and less sure of America's security guarantees under Mr. Trump. But some prominent KMT politicians worry that her policies may cost the party votes in the coming elections. One of her main rivals is Liu Xiaoyan, the mayor of Taichung City and a frontrunner to be the KMT's presidential candidate in 2028. Ms. Liu visited America in March and spent much of her time there trying to convince American politicians and officials that the KMT was not opposed to increasing military spending, despite blocking the government's proposal for a supplemental package. The KMT has called for an extra outlay of about $12 billion. But on March 30th, Ms. Liu suggested a sum between $25 billion and $31 billion, much closer to the $40 billion proposed by the DPP. That tussle is now seen as part of a broader struggle between one KMT faction that favours closer ties with China and another that leans more towards America, says Xiao Yiqing of Taiwan's National Changchi University. The civil war on the mainland may be long over, but the one within the KMT's own ranks will shape the future of Taiwan.